land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, all systems are up and running. Greatly appreciate Devin Lawrence. He pulled an all-nighter. He just, during the top of the hour news break right here, gave me the thumbs up. I gave him the thumbs up back, and he's downstairs in the cave, hopefully going to get some sleep. He got here at about 7 o'clock last night. He immediately started working. And the guy stayed up all night. Our first half hour today, no audio was going out from this microphone into the studio. So I repeated what I said at 9:30, 10 o'clock. I did a recant, complete recount of the events, connecting the dots for you. You need to go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, listen to hour two, segment one. That's really where the show started today. By the way, if you want to help us offset our cost for this new computer system that Devin is putting in and installing for us, when you're on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the yellow donate button is there. Donate whatever you can afford. $5, $10, $20, whatever you can afford. It's all going towards equipment to restore the show that Devin did for us last night and this morning. Text message, a little housekeeping. Downstate Kim says, yay, Devin. Yes, what a warrior. Tom Walker, Petoskey, Neil Frisky's getting my vote. I got another text message, Miss P in Petoskey. Neil has my vote, and whomever is running on the Republican side against Jack Bergman, that would be Josh Saul. He's on the show. I have personally endorsed Josh Saul against Congressman Jack Bergman. That's who you need to vote for. Neil Frisky and Josh Saul. Venn says in Sheboygan, it seems like they were all too busy setting up Frisky. Yep. And did not want me on the air. Did not want me on the air on Friday. That cyber attack, that computer being fried at 3 o'clock in the morning, they wanted to make dang sure I did not read that Gateway Pundit story to you on Friday to counter this false narrative that was allowed to go unfettered the entire weekend. Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, Bridge, Michigan, MLive, all running this bogus false story against Neil Frisky all weekend when Saturday, the absentee ballots were mailed out. Folks, there is no coincidence when it comes to politics. There's none. I'll give you a perfect example. Local big paper here in Antrim County the review, Antrim Review. It's over in Bel Air. The editor, the publisher, sent out questions to the candidates. Keep your answers to less than 300 words for all these questions. I believe there was four or five. Vicky wrote out her answers, emailed them back to the publisher, and he emailed her back and said he would be editing and changing some of her answers. What? My answers are my answers. You ask me a question, I answer the question. You don't get to edit my answer. But he's going to try. We'll let you know how that turns out. This is for a stupid county clerk race. Can you imagine what they're going to be prepared to do to a state representative like Neil Friske? U.S. Senate candidates waiting for the bombs to drop any day now. We got a shield, and you know. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Thank you, Devin Lawrence. God bless you, brother. What a patriot. What an absolute saint. He's a pastor now up in the UP. He pastors three different churches. After church service, packed up all of his equipment. Couldn't believe all the stuff he brought with him. He had backup drives. He had all kinds of programs, software, all kinds of things he had to install in the new computer. Worked through the night, just went to bed about 20 minutes ago. He's downstairs in the guest bedroom in the cave getting some sleep. couple other text messages coming in. Brett Gooding, he's voting for Neil. He says, all we need to care about is how he does his job. Period. End of discussion. That's all that matters to me. Got another text message. Chris, the copier guy. And Jan, the formerly British, are all with Neil all the way. I'm getting this from everybody. Getting this from everybody that they understand what happened. This was a political hit job, pure and simple. Another tragedy is the taxpayers of Michigan may be on the hook to pay for damages when the perpetrators of Neil's attack are identified and prosecuted. They don't care about taxpayer dollars. Don't be silly. They don't care how much this is going to cost. They don't care about the amount of time the Lansing City Police Department and their investigators, prosecutor. They don't care if this ever goes to court. It won't go to court, I can tell you that. The charges will be dropped. You know what? This is a political hit job right before primary. Pure and simple, that's all this is. They want Jack Bergman's puppet in this seat. And I'm going to lay it out for you right now. You want to get a piece of paper and write this down? Very simple. Take out Neil Fiske, put in Bergman's puppet. They already got one puppet in the 106, Cam Kevett. They've got another major puppet in the 37th State Senate, John DeMoose. Congressman Jack Bergman, this is his last election. If he survives the primary against Josh Saul, S-A-U-L, his website is Josh Saul, S-A-U-L, 4-F-O-R, congress.com. If Josh Saul beats Bergman, it'll be a miracle. It will be God's will. The Bergman machine will die and crash on August 6th. We can go to the funeral on August 7th. I will celebrate the funeral of the political life of Congressman Jack Bergman on August 7th. Josh Saul beats him in the primary. Why? Because that kills the Bergman machine. Josh Saul is 32 years old, people. He died on the table three times for this country. They brought him back. He had to learn to walk without feelings in his legs from a sniper shot he got in the back while serving as an Army infantryman. Wasn't a helicopter pilot, thousands of feet up in the air. He was on the ground kicking indoors, shooting bad guys, and they tried to kill him. But he survived, and he's running against Bergman. If Bergman defeats Saul, Josh Saul, on August 6th, this will be his last term. Why? Because in 2026, 2 years from now, State Senator John DeMoose, the one-termer, serves one term in the 107th, gets elected to the 37th State Senate District. Serves one term in the State Senate. He gets endorsed by Congressman Jack Bergman when he announces his retirement, and he's going to ask us to vote for John DeMoose to go to Washington, D.C. I will never vote for John DeMoose ever again. After he won the Republican primary, I voted for him. Didn't agree with the way he got it, but he got it. He's the candidate. I voted for the Republican. I surely didn't want the Democrat. So the bottom line is this, folks. The bottom line is this. Bergman retires. DeMoose goes to Washington. If Cam Kevett is able to survive a primary challenge against my personal endorsed candidate, Todd Smallenberg, guess what Cam Kevett's going to run for in 26? The 37th State Senate District. Why? Because Parker Fairburn's too young if he's able to defeat Neil Fiske in the 107th. But there's another connection. During the 22 election, when DeMoose got elected to the State Senate, guess who he was running around with promoting in the primary against Neil Fiske for the first election in 2022? Parker Fairburn. So here's what's going to happen. Neil Friske is defeated by Parker Fairburn. Parker will be your state representative for 12 years. He's 24. He'll be 36. If he wins August 6th, he's the state rep. This Jody Decker girl doesn't have a snowball chance in heck of beating the Republican in any way, shape, or form. Parker goes to Lansing. 24, 25 when he's sworn in. He's there for 12 years. Your state representative for the 107th, folks, will be Parker Fairburn for the next 12 years. I guarantee it. He may then, and I believe, be called to Washington by Congressman John DeMoose. You know what position they're going to give him? Chief of Staff. Legislative Director. He will be hobnobbing with congresspeople in Washington, D.C. for years under Congressman John DeMoose, because we don't have term limits in Washington. How old's DeMoose? I don't know, early 50s, I think. Maybe, I'm not sure. He might serve in Washington for 10, 12, 18, 20 years. God only knows. How old is Parker Fairburn at that point? In his 50s. DeMoose retires, announces his endorsement of Parker Fairburn to be your U.S. Congressman in Washington, D.C. This is a complete strategic political plan put together by their political consultant, John Yob, Strategic National, who does a great job of laying these things out. Our first congressional district will be controlled by the Bergman machine for decades. How do you feel about that? We're not going to have a fiscal conservative in Washington. We're not going to have a strong voting record in Washington. We will get the same old moderate crap that we've been getting from Jack Bergman for the last 4 years. Even his first term wasn't that good. Jack Bergman voted for taxpayer dollars to pay for sex change operations in our military. Current active duty and retired veterans can have a sex change operation that Jack Bergman voted for. Did you know that? He voted to reinstate the FISA Act, the Patriot Act. His voting record sucks as a conservative. And you're going to vote for him on August 6th. If Josh Saul is able to pull this miracle off, we can kill this Bergman machine. It all collapses. Why? Because Josh Saul will be there for the next 20 years. He's 32. Yeah, unless they set him up like they tried to set up Neil Friske, Vic. He says in the background, thank you for your input. You have to text me if you want to get a comment into the show. She laughs. The bottom line is this, people. You have to understand something. You have to understand this is a strategy. This is a plan. They've worked this all out. John DeMoose and his personal wealth has influenced Congressman Jack Bergman. They have cut a quid pro quo. It's done. It's cast in stone. Take this segment to the bank. And how does it make you feel? That your vote doesn't count? That you're going to go ahead and you're going to follow their strategy, you're going to follow their plan, you're going to contribute to their plan to reelect Congressman Bergman against Josh Saul on August 6th. You're going to keep Cam Cavett in 106. You're going to keep these people in office, and you're going to replace the only fiscal conservative Freedom Caucus member we have from Northern Michigan in Lansing is Neil Friske. You're going to replace him with Bergman's puppet, Parker Fairburn. Really? You're going to contribute to that. God help us. Because I got to tell you something. These people are worse than Democrats, and I'll tell you why. They run as Republicans. Oh, yeah, I'm pro-Second Amendment, even though John DeMoose voted to ban firearms in our state capitol. Cam Cavett wasn't even present when the red flag laws and the safe storage laws were voted on. He had COVID that day. Then he's back in his office the next day. Right. I totally believe you, Cam. Not. Parker Fairburn has already kissed the ring of Farm Bureau, saying he would vote for their crappy bills that Neil Friske voted against, explained his vote. Neil went there in the vetting process and explained to them why he voted against it. And then they come out and endorse his opponent. And can somebody answer me this question? When have you ever heard of a U.S. congressman in Washington, D.C., endorsing in a primary election for a state House representative? When have you ever heard of that? The answer? It's never happened, ever. Jack Bergman's endorsement of Parker Fairburn last Wednesday was the first time it's ever happened, in my knowledge, of following politics in this state since 2012. The last 12 years, it has never happened once, especially against a sitting incumbent state representative. Open primaries? Yes, it's happened a few times. You can count them on one hand. You've got a retiring state representative term limited out. Somebody like Pat Kobach or Dave Ajima. Term limited out before we changed, per Proposal 1, our state constitution in 2022. Open seats. John Molinar, many others have openly endorsed candidates in an open primary. Not against an existing state representative. It's never happened. And Bergman did it last Wednesday. Now, I got to tell you, I'm going to be totally honest with you folks. Had I been Neil Friske and I saw Farm Bureau AgriPac endorse my opponent, my own congressman, if I had been sitting down in Lansing by myself without Vicky, yeah, I would have been in a bad place. Thinking my political future was over, all the hard work I've done, the votes I've taken, the crap I've taken by voting against all this garbage in Lansing, voting against, unlike Cam Kevitt, Joe Tate, the Speaker of the House, Democrat from Detroit, I took so much crap for that. I lost my committee assignments. Actually, I think it's a good thing, because the Democrats were in control in the majority anyway, and being on those committees, Cam Kevitt had zero amendments, not one amendment adopted on any of the bills that he sat on committees. What good did it do, Cam, for you to be on those committees? They didn't adopt any of your amendments. One of the committee girls, the chairman woman, wouldn't even let Cam Kevitt talk. In the committee. I'm not talking on the House floor. I'm talking in the committee. Wouldn't even acknowledge him. Raise his hand. Didn't even acknowledge him. Cam didn't get to talk. But yet he voted for Joe Tate, the Democrat speaker. Folks, you need to understand what's going on in this process. If you want the Bergman machine to die this year on August 6th, in a couple of weeks, vote for Josh Self for Congress. Vote for Todd Smallenberg in the 106th. Vote for Neil Friske in the 107th. Vote for Katie Niss in the 103rd. We patriots need to send a message loud and clear this primary. State Representative Neil Friske on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
In News Source,